Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
The First United Methodist Church podcast is recorded live every week at 4832 Tahunga Avenue in North Hollywood, California. Thank you for downloading.
Good morning. Today I'm reading from the Good News Bible, Luke chapter 4, verse 14 and 21. Then Jesus returned to Galilee, and the power of the Lord was with him. The news about him spread throughout that territory. He taught in the synagogues and was praised by everyone. Then Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath he went as usual to the synagogue. He stood up to read the scripture and was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has chosen me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed and announce that the time has come when the Lord will save his people." Jesus rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sent that down. All the people in the synagogue had their eyes fixed on him. As he said to them, "This passage of scripture has come true today, as you have heard it being read." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of this holy word.
Good morning. A special thank you to Pastor Joey for inviting United Methodist Women to share in the worship service today. And now let our hearts and minds turn to God. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. I love the writings of Luke. He writes with simple words, not some of those great big old long ones in the Old Testament that are hard to understand. He makes us feel like we're right there over 2,000 years ago at Jesus' feet. We know the sequence of events that lead up to today's reading. The beautiful Christmas narrative, Jesus being presented in the temple, and then 30 years when he works as a carpenter in Nazareth. He's waiting for a phone call. You know the one, that Mission Impossible call? When the phone rings and you hear, "This mission, should you choose to accept it?" And the plot is revealed. And then that last line, "This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Well, the phone has rung. The mission for Jesus is ready to unfold. John has come baptizing and urging people to change their ways. For John, too, at the age of 30, has received a phone call. And he began preaching along the Jordan River near Jericho. "Turn away from your sins and be baptized." Isaiah had prophesied, "Someone is shouting in the desert. Make way for him. Make a straight path for the Lord to travel." And Jesus comes to be baptized and then goes into the desert for 40 days and nights where he's tempted. Would he accept the mission which seemed impossible? Would he be strong enough to resist the temptation to turn away? And in his mind, he's hearing, "Should you choose to accept this assignment, you will be giving men and women the opportunity to change their lives forever. You will be called to proclaim a new way of living for all people, of announcing a God who loves and cares for them, of challenging people everywhere to follow God's teachings, and to make a difference in the world. You will perform miracles, and you will be called to lay down your life? And he'd answered, yes. And the message had self-destructed. He begins preaching around Galilee, teaching in the synagogues. And people are praising Jesus for what he is, his deep insight, for his understanding of the scriptures. And word begins to spread that something powerful and profound is happening. And now, almost a year later, Jesus' heart is calling him home. Home to Nazareth. Home to family. To friends. As an adult Jewish male and a visiting rabbi, teacher, Jesus had the right to speak at the Sabbath service. And so he stands, and he's handed the scroll of Isaiah. He didn't choose it. It was handed to him. And he reads the ancient words of promise from chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and a recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Behold, Jesus said, this passage of scripture has come true today. Isn't your faith lifted up when you read prophecies and then you see them fulfilled? Don Sparling, a balcony person of this congregation, used to say that God's word in the Old Testament was concealed, but that it was revealed in the New Testament. And that is what was happening here. Prophecy was being revealed. Jesus sits down. He's finished reading the scripture, and now comes a time of teaching. A rabbi always sat down to teach. This son of Joseph, the carpenter, begins to teach things that the people were not prepared to hear. And they marvel at his magnetic and powerful way of speaking. And they're amazed. Is this that little kid that grew up here? The son of Joseph? A lowly family? Jesus angered them with his compliments that he paid to the Gentiles. The Jews were sure that they were only, one and only, God's people. And here this young Jesus was telling of the healing of Naaman, the Syrian, of how Elijah had not been sent to the Israelites when there was a severe famine, but rather to a widow living in the territory of Zion, a Canaanite. There were things in this new message that they had never heard before. God's love was for all people. Jesus never missed worshiping in the synagogue on the Sabbath, even though there were, must have been many things with which he radically disagreed. And it's something to think about when we are in worship and don't always agree with everything we hear. It doesn't stop us from worshiping. When those gathered in the synagogue heard his teaching this day, they were filled with anger. And they rose up and they took Jesus out of town and were prepared to throw him over the top of a cliff. But he walked away through the middle of the crowd and went his way. And the words must have crossed his mind: a prophet is never welcome in his hometown. This would indeed be a difficult mission, but not impossible. For Jesus is God's only son. He's filled with the Holy Spirit, and he pours out this power of God into the lives of those whom he touches. The blind do receive sight, physical sometimes, often in seeing the world in a new way. The poor hear good news. Those bound by the power of evil are set free. Soon fishermen who are mending their nets by the shore will drop them to follow after him. Soon a woman at a well living in sin will be forgiven, and she'll realize that her life does have meaning and purpose. A man dead for several days, Lazarus, will live again. and people everywhere for all time will know that in Christ there is eternal life. Sometimes the deepest meaning of a passage is contained in the little words. Jesus said then, and he says now, today this message is fulfilled in your hearing. The scriptures have been written for people for all time. These words remind us that God is at work now, even when it may not seem that way. God is at work to bring about justice, mercy, forgiveness, healing, peace. He is at work through all who hear and respond to his call. A pastor saw scripture fulfilled when a family in his congregation adopted a young girl from Calcutta. She had paralyzed legs and other health problems. And they immediately, when she was here at home, began to set about the necessary operations and things which she would need. All this time, the congregation prayed for her. When she was 12, the family realized they had not had her baptized, and so they made those arrangements with the pastor. On the appointed Sunday, they arrived late for church. Of course, we're supposed to sit down in front. So they began processing down the center aisle. The daughter led the way, beaming ear to ear and walking on her crutches. It was the first time the congregation had seen her walking under her own strength. In the scripture reading that morning, Jesus is replying to a question from a disciple of John the Baptist. Are you the Messiah? Jesus said, go and tell John what you see and hear. And as the little girl continued to walk down the aisle, the pastor read through his tears, tell him the lame walk, and the poor have good news brought to them. And as this newly healed child sat down, the pastor looked at the congregation and said, Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your seeing and hearing. Just as Jesus was challenged with a mission to freely accept, God has continued to call people throughout history. In 1869, before women could vote in our country or had a voice in the church's general conference, 6 women in Boston gathered and planned on how they might send 2 women as missionaries to India. Soon donations were coming in. The following year, a man named Nathan Skerritt donated a tract of land. And Skerritt Bennett home for training new missionaries was established. A young woman woke up one night and she said, yes, Lord, I'll do it. It was in response to a call to establish a training center for women prepared to go into the mission field. Today it serves as an education conference and retreat center. It had become a mission possible. From the roots of sending missionaries and then organizing women's groups to support the work, the titles of these groups have changed many times. Social action, though, has always been the focus. Action for positive change for women, youth, and children. From the right to vote, to the establishment of orphanages and hospitals, to today's daycare centers as women are working for gun legislation, fair wage to laborers for products grown such as coffee, to raising awareness of human trafficking. The work of UMW has changed to meet the current needs. Among those traveling to New Orleans next Sunday for the Super Bowl game will be women who are there because of force, fraud, or coercion. They will not be there freely, but as victims of human trafficking. Some will serve food in restaurants, at catered parties, clean hotel rooms, or wash dishes. Others will be sexually exploited as serving as escorts. And yep, United Methodist women will be there to stand for justice, to raise awareness to this issue. They will be handing out information for where women can go to for help. January 19th, a week ago last Saturday, your mission team, which is a part of the overall church program, were joined by members who are also United Methodist Women and learning about human trafficking. We walked to raise awareness in the Hollywood community. One reason we have become involved with this important project is because a member of our congregation came to the mission team with a concern. He has two daughters and is aware of the growing problem of kidnapped children and trafficking. He wanted to bring awareness, to educate our congregation, and to make a difference. Today, the work of educating, healing, and sharing the good news through UMW continues in more than 100 countries around the world. It's the work of UMW in this church, raising money through the upcoming fashion show, a holiday boutique, monthly programs, personal donations, together with the efforts of United Methodist Women throughout the world, which support these important projects. UMW is the largest denominational faith organization with approximately 800,000 members. They raise almost $20 million each year for this work. But the question is, have you heard the phone ringing? There is a mission God has for each and every one of us. Pastor Joey reminds us each Sunday, claim and call us with your care and concern, O God, until we do something. Today, the scripture continues to be fulfilled. United Methodist Women and the United Methodist Church join a list of countless places where there is work to be done. What is God calling you to do? To change the world we pray for each and every day, thy kingdom come. Will you accept the challenge before the tape destructs? We have each been given special gifts. There is no one else like you, and there never will be again. God has a special mission for each of us, a word to share, a talent, a smile. What if we offered our talents to God? What if we prayed about them and asked God to use them? In this new year, let us be listening for the phone call. And with the power of the Holy Spirit, may our answer be, yes, Lord, I'll do it. For the mission is possible. Thank you, God, for the message today. Thank you that we are important to you and that you call us to be partners in the building of your kingdom. May our eyes, our ears, and hearts be ever listening for your call. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the North Hollywood First United Methodist Church Sermon Podcast, delivered by Dr. Joey McDonald. For more information, please check out NoHoMethodistChurch.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter under NoHoFUMC.